Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, Linville Manor, a haunted legacy. A conversation with owner Wynn Brewer. Nestled in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, Linville Manor is an imposing Greek Revival mansion with a history that dates back to the late 1600s. Built on the ashes of a farmhouse destroyed by fire, this grand home has seen tragedy, rebirth, and perhaps most notably, a long-standing connection to the spirit world. With a storied past and an eerie present, Linville Manor is considered one of the most haunted places in Maryland. Whether you go for a private ghost tour or an overnight stay, the energy of the manor is undeniable. Some come seeking the supernatural, while others come to uncover the mysteries that linger behind its walls. Whatever you believe, one thing is certain. Linville Manor is a place where the living and the dead collide, and the past is never far behind. Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation about the hauntings of Linville Manor with owner Wynn Brewer. Well, Wynn, thank you so much for joining me tonight to talk about Linville Manor. I looked at pictures of Linville Manor. Hats off to you. The place is absolutely incredible.
Thank you. It's been a few years. When I first stumbled upon it, there were deer living in here. So it's been a little bit of a labor of love, but I think I like to say the ghosts have helped me along the way.
Now, I can't wrap my brain around that. So the house is in Maryland, and you bought it how many years ago now?
It was middle of 2018. I was looking for a two-bedroom house, and you're like, that's not a two-bedroom house.
You kind of overdid it.
Yeah, well, actually, my very limited settings on my search engine for properties did it, because I'm telling you, my settings were at like 230,000 because, I was a young professional and not looking to go into even more debt. So I'm looking through. I see some wonderful alleyways listed on the DC properties. I see like some cardboard box makeshift homes. I was like, yep, that'll do. You know, you do what you got to do. But my mind was blown when I came across what looked like to me like the White House. I mean, it's just this sprawling structure.
It is stately. I would say stately.
Yes, perfectly defined. And then, you know, I click in and I just don't understand like why this is sitting there on the market. Call the realtor. She explains that it's sort of stuck in this online auction. And she told me, she said, well, you know, clearly you haven't really started your housing pursuit and talking to the banks. Like you wouldn't just go to the airport and head to California tomorrow, right? And I was like, well, I am actually one of those people that would. So she said, okay, well, I'll show you the house. I don't know if you'll go through the process and win the auction, but you can give it a shot. So it happened.
How big is the house?
It's about 6,000 square feet.
So this is way more house than you were planning on buying.
Oh, yeah. I was literally in a junior bedroom apartment in D.C. So if anybody knows D.C. or New York, a junior bedroom is basically you walk out of your closet into your bathroom, into your bedroom, into your kitchen, you know? So I didn't even have any stuff. Over the years, people have walked in here because when I first got it, there was nothing. The doors had been kicked in. There was no furniture. The light fixtures had been stripped out. They had even marked some of the wood panel walls to, I think, sell off because they were probably going to tear it down.
Oh.
But within 2 years or so, and my budget is always $50 or free. Yes, let that sink in. It's possible. People don't want antiques anymore. But the house was pretty much what you see in the listing photos. And I don't know if I'm a master thrifter, or I like to say that I think that the house has a will about it. You know, if there's an empty space, I'll have a vision and say, oh, you know, maybe that could fit in there. And then within a few weeks, literally, there's like a suit of armor for $50. And I'm like, I get it. And it fits into the space perfectly. So I think the spirits kind of helped me along with finding some of these incredible situations.
Okay, because I'm really kind of blown away by this conversation, because I'm looking at pictures of it on the website. I assumed like you had hired a decorator, you know, you had spent, I didn't even have a guess how much money, or I was like, it must have been in pretty good shape when he bought it, because it's just, it's so incredible. And then when you tell me that, how much of the work did you do yourself?
So I will say, basically, when you enter the house, you go to the left and you see the master lounge. It has this giant mirror and a giant piano. Somehow, against the odds of fate and time, they survived with the deer, with the house being vacant for 5 to 7 years after a foreclosure, with the weather, because if you even go to the listing photos, you see what I thought was white carpet in the entranceway, but actually snow had blown into the house because the doors weren't even, you know, on it or open or closed. Yeah, like if you see the wallpapers in the various rooms,
mm-hmm.
the really nice thing is three of the rooms had wallpapers that survived from the 1950s. So we'll probably get into the history of the house a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, yes, yes. I love talking about the history of the house. And go to the website, linvillemanor.com, and I'll put a link up in the show notes so you can easily look for yourself. But I'm just blown away because I did not think you were going to tell me anything like that. I really thought this house had been well-loved and cared for all of these years since the 1850s. And you luckily bought it for way more money than what you said. And it's just, I'm just very surprised.
Well,
incredible job, Wynn.
Well, thank you. I'll say that I think that those wallpapers from the 1950s kind of inspired a piece of me, which is that I'm a huge fan of the Clue board game. And so where I am not an interior decorator, that love of Clue, I just thought, well, you know, it's an old mansion just outside of D.C., so why not have all the rooms that are in the Clue board game? If it looked like it would go in Clue, it should probably work for the house. And you know what? We got a match, I guess. So that was the guiding, the guidepost.
Like, I'm looking at a picture with a piano in it. And you've kind of, there's wallpaper on the wall, but it's sort of framed. So it's not all over the wall. So did you just keep some of the wallpaper then? What you could?
So what it was is that some of the rooms, some of the wallpaper survived. Some of the rooms, there were big panels missing. So I just painted the interior of that to kind of match the colors. Then the dining room is kind of cool because when you come and visit,
I would love that so much.
That's right. You're coming. I can tell.
The dining room's gorgeous.
Well, the lighter blue colored paint actually is, I just painted over a wallpaper because it was there, but it was not wanting to kind of come off smoothly. However, it was textured. So I just was like, well, if I paint over it, it's going to preserve that texture and the style, but it's going to, you know, give it that freshness it really needed.
So going back to when you're looking for a house, you know, I was doing that a couple years after you. I bought like an 1,100 square foot two bedroom house built in 1940. You, on the other hand, buy the 6,000 square foot home that needs tons of work. You move from a very small place, just logistically alone, furniture. You know, there's a lot that goes into furnishing something this big. Did you, once you found the house, did it kind of change your life to where you're like, I see some possibilities I can do with this house?
Yeah, that was kind of the thing, is when I came across the house, like I was trying to avoid this crazy commute from DC every day to this new job in the area. And the house turned out to not only, you know, be cheaper than everything else that I saw out there, but it was 12 minutes from work. So I was like, okay, well, I'm no longer going to have this crazy wasted 2.5 hours of my day every day. I'm going to have more time. And then my dad was a businessman, and my mother was a creator. So, of course, I see it. And being the child of my parents, I was like, wow, like, this could definitely be a space for what I was going to think is weddings, baby showers, events, picnics, like, you know, the normal stuff. Little did I know that it would become haunted overnights and paranormal baby showers and, you know, whatever else people want to dream. Lots of murder mysteries. Great vibe.
Oh, I bet. And it would be a beautiful place for a wedding.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah. So it really is. You know, every spring, I'm kind of like, why is the wedding stuff not really picked up here? But I think it's just because anything takes a few years to become known. Mm-hmm. So it is still pretty much a hidden gem. But yeah, that was the mentality. As I said, hey, you know, I'm very optimistic. I love doing projects. There's nothing that I can't see. And I don't think like, okay, I can do this. So I just was like, I'm going to maintain my full-time job. I'm going to move into this glorified camping situation. And even though there's not water, I'll go use the bathroom at Target until I get that going and make it happen. And, you know, it took about 2 months to where I was like, okay, like this feels like a bedroom and amidst all the space. And then in about 6 months, it felt like, okay, there were beds in every room. There was some furniture coming in. It didn't feel so empty. And by that point, water was restored. The electric had been turned back on. Things were starting to work, and it was a habitable dwelling.
You know, when we all watch HGTV, and I tend to get inspiration like I could ever afford half the stuff they do. But a lot of times they get into the renovation, and it's overwhelming because it ends up being a lot more than what they thought. But it sounds like it kind of came together pretty well for you. I mean, not the going to the bathroom at Target part, but but you know what I'm saying? Did you come across like, ooh, all the electrical now needs replaced?
Yeah, there weren't any terrible surprises. I mean, the ones that needed to be addressed were pretty much like the porch had a giant hole in it. And so it would just rain through. That was one that was like, well, got to take care of that, because if you don't, there's going to be more water damage. But thankfully, you know, I got a good contractor who he had been married in a house that looked similar to this. So I think that he had a very personal connection to it. And he went through and he shored up the windows and he went over the major things. And, you know, there's still, it's an ongoing, sometimes I'm like, wow, it only took me 6 years to get to that project, but there were so many other things
exactly
in front of that. So it wasn't a terrible thing. Now there was, I say that, but it's like, oh yeah, I have a bad memory. Cause I remember like we were trying to get the electrical going and, one of the panel switches caught on fire. And I was like, well, that was almost the second fire this house has endured. And then they were trying to snake a drain in the back bedroom. And I walked downstairs after a meeting call and I heard a sound and I walked into the ballroom and was like, oh, wow, now there's a water feature here because it was just flooding through. And then that group, which was not my reliable contractor, that group just was like, man, that looks bad, and they left.
It is bad.
And I was like, what? So you know, there were a couple of trying moments, but all in all, it's always very rewarding.
It does make me laugh that you lived in such a small apartment and then you just said, and then I walked into the ballroom.
The juxtaposition.
Exactly.
I fell into the multiverse. That's what I say. Like, I just somehow wound up into this place and then it just kept expanding. So it is what it is.
Now, I want to dive into paranormal activity in just a couple minutes. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about the history of the house because it goes back to, wasn't something a house was built on the land in the 1600s, and that one did burn down.
Yeah. So the farm itself, historically known as Thorpland Farm, belonged to the Bowie family of Bowie, Maryland. So they were a very prominent family. One of the first governors of Maryland was a Bowie. They had several homes in this area, large farms. This one specifically was a part of a circle grant by John Smith. So John Smith would literally like point to a map in America, kind of do a circular with his finger. And that was like, there it is. There's the property. Send it to this family. They're going to manage it. That was the Bowie family. So like I said, the farm dated back to late 1600s, French and Indian War times. And then the earliest home, I believe it was actually built around 1700. I came across a record the other night that said 1717.
And
the cemetery is still connected here. So we have Revolutionary War soldiers back there, famous doctors of the area, very old history. And I also like to say that this is truly a unique space because a lot of times when we go back to history, we think about Annapolis or Washington, D.C. We're literally in the center of that. But a lot of the history here gets overlooked in the Upper Marlboro area. But even George Washington's or Martha Washington's cousin lived about 2 miles up the road. And there's a road called White House Road where literally people would take carriages to and from this area directly to the White House. So there's a lot of stuff that happened here that never made the history books. And you have to kind of dig those pieces out. But going back, that first home stood here until 1850. And then by some mysterious way, it burns down. To this day, the family doesn't have a clear record of what caused that fire. Since psychics have visited the house, they had an interesting story to share with me after just coming, picking up on a few things. And I said, wow, like, that makes a lot of sense. But then in 1852, they basically said, you know what? Like, we got this great hill, so we should just build the house right back on top of it. So the basement is actually to that 1717 time. But the rest of the house, yeah. So you can still see the charred bricks down there. It is something else. I always say we're sitting on top of a 400-year-old cave, basically.
Yeah. Does it have a different energy in the basement than the rest of the house?
It did. It was probably one of the dingiest, darkest basements I've ever been in. There was a time, too, where I had the vision of creating the speakeasy that's down there now. But in order to do that, we had to clear out this old boiler system. And when that happened, it kind of dug out some of the concrete foundation and stirred some things up for a while, which is actually why the psychics were called in and we got to the bottom of some of that. But anyway, now it has a very pleasant vibe because it is the Tikeasy. It's a tiki bar speakeasy, so I call it the Tikeasy. You can see a glimpse of it there on the website. But
I'm looking for it.
Oh, yeah. Find the page.
Because I'm looking at rooms. Is it on that page?
It should be. There's a separate. So there's like an extended. If you look at the top, I think there's extended pages. So you can go over there.
Oh, speakeasy. Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Thank you. So you can do movie nights down there, karaoke, you know, have full access to your bar. And it's a good space, you know, for hanging out. But there is supernatural activity down there quite a bit. But anyway, you can tell I digress and then I digress. But to go back and close down the history, basically the new house that was built in 1852 remained with the Bowies all the way until the 1950s. And then at that point, they had a medical situation in the family, so they had to move closer to Washington. But a friend of the family, Calvin Johnson from Illinois, he was a state representative. He and his wife Gladys moved to the house. And at that point, that's sort of when this transformation happened. It went from Thorpe Land Farm to Glad Acres. He named it Glad Acres after Gladys. And they, when you look at the interiors, a lot of that reflects their design because they were trying to get the posh of the 1950s. So there's, I don't think it's featured on the website, but we have like a diner style kitchen. All the archways, those rounded archways, those were put in by the Johnsons. The ballroom, they called it the solarium then, or the sunroom. And actually, all the wood from that and the banister was handmade by Calvin Johnson because he was a woodworker. So he cut down some of the black walnut trees here on the property and hand installed a lot of this stuff. They put the columns out on the front porch. They just expanded it and then gave us all of the bathrooms here. Because I think before it was probably like a one and a half bathroom. And then after they were done, there was four and a half. Because I guess they were like, we're going to have parties and we're going to have bathroom needs.
Exactly. Well, and you know, when the house was built, there probably wasn't indoor plumbing. And, you know, they used the pots and things.
Yeah.
And so you didn't need the bathrooms like we do now.
Right.
And you didn't need one at first at all.
No, you still don't. I mean, Target is 10 minutes away, y'all. Like, no problem.
Oh, there's no emergency, but it's close. I was surprised when I read that they had that house after they built it for 100 years. It's interesting because I've talked about so many houses that, you know, have gone through 25 different families have moved. Like, nobody seems to stay in this house very long ever. So to hear of a family staying there that long, that's quite incredible.
I mean, and there was a lot of love for this farm. It was a tobacco farm up until that point. And I've actually, since being here, it's sort of interesting because, you know, you have your family, right? But I don't know of anyone else who's moved into a house and then you feel adopted by the historic family that used to live here. After being here several years, I received a note in the door that just said, here is a phone number, call me, Ben. And I called it, and it actually happened to be the eldest member of the Bowie family. And he literally was like, you know, here I am in my upper 80s. And I have all this history. I mean, he has history book after history book about the house. And he just was like, I grew up there. I love that farm. Like, I have all that. And he's like, it was just so great to hear that somebody saved it. So, you know, since like other members of the family have come, they've done family reunions. We did a rose planting with them. there's paranormal stories from them because the ghosts tend to act up when they come around. But it's a really unique relationship.
I love that so much. And I love that you got the connection with the family.
Yeah.
That's just so meaningful to me.
Yeah, and they're wonderful, you know, and it even with the stories and the things that happen, like, you know, I feel like that's another thing that some families might say, oh, like, we don't like talking about our family history like that, but they embrace it and they're excited about it. And, you know, when they come to visit, they always say, oh, like, has anything else happened? Like, have you gotten any other documentation? Because a lot of times something that a group will investigate and pick up, a name or just something that happens, I will describe it to them. And then they turn and say, oh, that's literally something that our great uncle Ed used to do. So that's been proof in the pudding as well.
That's so interesting that you have them as a resource, because I don't know that, you know, I have talked to people who, you know, maybe the house was the building was an asylum or a hospital. And people are like, I was born in this hospital, or my aunt was put into this hospital. And so there's a connection. But to have people who grew up in the house, that's really special.
Right. And then sometimes, too, it's fun because, like old man Ben, as I call him, I'll be telling a story and he'll say, oh, one time in the 1920s, I came in and sat down from school, and then all of a sudden I heard that same kind of crash coming from up in the red bedroom. And he's like, I went to check it out, and then I thought it was my dad, but I saw him out the window, and as soon as I saw him, another crash happened. And I was like, there's nobody else in the house. So he's like, took out of here. It's funny to hear, you know, even like almost 100 years ago, you know, somebody was here. They didn't have the tools of today to kind of investigate and chat about it. I'm sure it was just like sitting around the family table laughing about it. But
often you would have no way of knowing when hauntings or paranormal activity started. You just bought the house and weird stuff started happening. But to know that he grew up in the house and weird things were happening to him, that's really validating that it's been going on a long time.
So many groups have come here too, and they have all this activity. I mean, many will say like it's the best research or evidence that they've ever produced, but they've come to the conclusion that the house is essentially a fully charged battery, that the spirits that are here, they belong with the house. They like being here, but it's like they've not had anyone to talk to because, you know, nobody was kind of asking or aware, or they weren't paying attention, or a lot of times the doors were closed because it was family only. But I've kind of reversed that and said, no, like, again, it's an open door policy. Like, I like for people to be here and to be creative and enjoy the space. And I think that the spirits are just as much curious about what people are doing in the house as the people who are coming to find out about them.
Do you kind of use the house as an, like, a bed and breakfast? Because I saw, you know, you can stay in different rooms in the house. So I'm assuming you live in the house full time, and other people, you could come and just stay.
It's really interesting how they built the house. I think in the expansion in the 1950s, they essentially created a space above the kitchen that was supposed to be for, like, you know, a caretaker or someone to probably do meals, or, you know, I'm not sure, but they had this extra space for that kind of individual. So now it works out that I got my 2-bedroom apartment because I'm sitting in my room now. I have another room over to the side and a bathroom, and then it goes straight down to the kitchen and to a door out back. So essentially someone can rent the house for an investigation, a music video. There was actually a music video that was patched out to Jimmy Fallon Live here. You know, like, people do film shoots, people do stage plays. So there can literally be 100 people in the house doing their thing, and then I'm sitting up here eating dinner. Like,
that's so perfect. It's
really interesting. And you would think, like, with an old house that a bunch of noise would carry, but it's sort of like the noise is all kept to that side and to the group, and people enjoy all the pockets of space. And then you can be up here and have total privacy if you want it.
So when you first went in the house and you look at it and the deer have been in there and there's snow on the ground in the house, and at some point you're like, yeah, I could do this. And so you buy the house, move in, have to start some big renovations and projects. Did you ever think right off the bat that maybe this place is haunted? Or is that something that you had had experiences with before?
Yeah, people often ask me if I believed in ghosts before I moved here. Because now is 1,000%, yeah. I think for me, I actually was kind of born into it. My birthday is 10 days before Halloween. So not that I had a lot of spooky experiences, but I was sort of always familiar. It's like that's the time of year that I was doing my birthday stuff and celebrating. So the fall and, you know, that the spooky stories, I just always thought it was really fun and unique. So it's kind of not surprising to me that I came in and other people would be terrified and I was very much just accepting and excited. I love history. I love storytelling. I love all the passions that people, you know, a lot of people in the paranormal community are just some of the best people you'll ever meet. So to get to interact with some of those groups, that's been amazing. But I would say it was within a few weeks that, of course, I was like, you know, it's an old house. And the realtor had literally said, you know, I don't do dust and I don't do ghosts. And I'm pretty sure that house has both. So she kind of gave me that preface. But within a few weeks, yeah, it would be, you know, after a long day at work and then coming back here and trying to do a few projects and get things together late at night. And I like to say around 1:11, that's become kind of a staple thing here, is that around 1:11, I would notice that I would start to hear sounds. So it would sometimes sound like two men arguing in the distance, and from what I could tell, not in English, like I thought maybe Portuguese. There would be like a mist that would kind of come around, and I would think, oh man, like how is it getting so humid in the house? You know, I got to get the air controlled in here. Like, what is this? But now that we have air, there are still mists that appear. And then it was just, there would be those crashing sounds. So it would sound, there were a lot of contracting tools set around, but I would like hear something fall in the dining room and go to check it out. No, you know, there'd be nothing out of place. At the time, I had a dog here, and he would come into the lounge and just stare at the ballroom door. And you know how animals do. I mean, very aware something was going on. But it was a point where I didn't feel intimidated ever. I just kind of felt like there was a watchful eye on what I was doing. And it wasn't until later that I felt like the paranormal groups were able to give me that validation of some nods of approval, not just, what do you do and who are you? It was like, oh yeah, like they like you, they know you. they're very familiar with you. Like, or if I'll walk into a room with an investigation, it's sort of like some of the stuff will go off, the gear will go off, and they'll say, oh, I think they're saying hi. So it's like any relationship, you kind of got to get to know each other. And at this point, I kind of feel like we're aware of about 7 human spirits and then a shadow of the ghost cat.
Share the story you shared with me before we started recording about an experience you had with Shadow the Ghost Cat.
I'm going to have to take a couple steps back. So,
okay.
But I got you. So a lot of people in the early days said, you know, they started reporting seeing a cat in the house that would run in between the ballroom and the lounge and sometimes in the dining room, as cats do. They would say, you know, we saw a cat. There's got to be a cat. I had no idea. I said, well, there's not a cat. People would make me take them all across the property and say, there's no cat. Then people started feeling a brushing on their ankle, sometimes jump in their lap. So they were definitely having these seeming experiences with a cat. And then it wasn't until a few years after being here that I actually located the cemetery, because it's not something where it's placed on a map. It's like back in the back on private property, but it's connected to the house. It's complicated. That's another story for another time.
Is it primarily, because a lot of times, you know, in houses, families back in the day, they had family cemeteries on their property? Is it kind of a family cemetery?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very small, only Bowie cemetery.
Okay.
So yes, it's the cemetery to the house. Right. But then after exploring the cemetery, you know, you see the Revolutionary War soldier, famous doctors of the area, all these 1700s markers. And you're like, oh my gosh. In the back corner, there is a grave for the cat.
Aww.
So Shadow the cat. And it says literally a faithful friend for 19 years. So this cat lived in the house for 19 years. And according to the family, the cat was just so docile and loved that they would pick the cat up, put it on their shoulders and walk around the house. I mean, I think this is just like a people person kind of cat.
Mm-hmm.
So he
mm-hmm.
definitely comes around. So two, like I mentioned earlier, stories that I've experienced is I was being like a normal person eating macaroni and cheese in my house. And I think any cat person would know specific sounds to cats. Well, I finished most of it, set it in the floor because I was working at my laptop and I didn't have a lot of room. And there is that sound that I think any cat owner would know where a cat will go down to the food plate and just start kind of lapping. And as they move their head, you know, they if there's a spoon in there, it'll tap the spoon or whatever. So I heard tap, 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 like that licking kind of. And I look over and I see this spoon kind of moving back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I just look down and was like, hey, Shadow, if there's any cheese left in there, it is yours, buddy.
I just think that's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, it is something that I recognize. You know, I know that sound from my cats. I know the different sounds my cats make, you know, unique to them.
Yeah. And growing up, I mean, I don't have cats now except for Shadow, but growing up, we had several cats. So, like, I know those sounds, you know, I can make those sounds. I'm so familiar with cats, cats and chickens. I got you covered on sound effects.
I would imagine kind of a comforting. I like having pets around.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound to me like that's a scary thing at all. It's like a comforting cat presence.
Right. I mean, it's the best of both worlds. I guess this one in the supernatural world because, you know, I don't have all the duties of cat care, but I get to experience like that, you know, someone's around and the playful energy that pets bring. So I guess, you know, win-win situation there.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about Linville Manor with owner Wynn Brewer. For more information, find them on Facebook or visit their website at linvillemanor.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You could also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.